friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about men and their mothers, men wanting to date their mothers, and I'm going to really break it down for you and let you know the science behind it, you know, the science behind it, why men want to date their mothers and why their mothers feel like they can put you up on game about how to make their son act right or commit. I'm gonna break it down for you so you can see the beginning and the end to this. It's because it's real serious. It's crazy. It's crazy because it's preventable. Let me break it down for you. So you get in a relationship. You dating this dude. You know, things is going okay. Could be going a little bit better. You noticing some things about him that you don't really like, but it ain't a deal breaker. He's a decent guy. You know what I'm saying? But you start to notice some things, like now y'all moving in together, y'all living together, and you know, he don't really pick up around the house. He do bare minimum. You know, he'll take out the garbage, you know, every couple days and think that he, you know, I took out the garbage. It's not an everyday thing. Like, you can't really depend on him, like sweep, mop, just anything. Like, if he does cook, he won't clean up after himself, takes a shower, he's gonna just throw his clothes on the ground, not gonna pick them up, not gonna put them in a basket. He really, you can see that there's like gender roles in his mind. There's like gender roles, like a man doesn't have too many responsibilities. He doesn't have too much that he has to do. The only thing he has to worry about is going to work and coming home, right? So then you start to wonder, well, damn, he's like, well, why don't you be more like my mom, like, his mom is this model woman, like the woman you should strive to be, and you really like, I don't fuck with your mama because the way you act, she dropped the ball somewhere. Something is really wrong. So what we see in today's society is women tend to raise their sons to be the man that they wish that their husbands or that the child's father would have been. So the mother plays a role as if her child, her son, is her husband. But then you got to ask yourself, because it's stunting their growth. You ask yourself, does the mother really love their son? Because is she preparing him to be independent when she's no longer here? Or is she just raising him and rearing him to be dependent on her? Because in the same instance, a mother can raise a son and can raise a daughter. And in the same household, a brother and a sister, you will see that there are different set of rules for men and boys than there are for girls and women. So in this instance, for example, a mother has a daughter and has a son, right? The daughter's washing dishes, the daughter's being taught how to cook, the daughter's washing clothes, the daughter's doing all these domestic things, and the son just takes out the garbage every now and again. So from an early age, he's being taught that anything domestic is a woman's job. So now when he grows up and gets into a relationship, he thinks that it's okay for him just to take out the garbage. So when he says, I want you to be more like my mother, you should be like my mother, it's a manipulative tactic, which is saying, I want you to not hold me accountable. I want you to let everything slide, and I want to take out the garbage every couple days, or when I feel like it, or I want to contribute when I feel like it, and that be acceptable to you. Because again, his mother, the first woman he knows, and then his sister, which gets all the fucking flack, which got too much weight on her, is cooking, is cleaning, is washing clothes, is still going to work, and all he has to do is go to work and come home and wash the dishes every now and again. So again, when he tells you to be like his mother, he's telling you to allow him to not do much. To allow him to not be much, to coddle him, to baby him, to allow him to not contribute, to allow him to not be an equal partner. That's what he's asking you when he says be more like his mother, because his mother did not teach him to be independent. She taught him to be dependent upon her for her own selfish emotional game. Because her husband or her boyfriend or whoever she was messing with did not fulfill her emotionally, so she raised her son to be her partner. Kind of twisted, right? And now her son is an adult male, or supposed to be, based upon age, right? But he's really mentally a man child because of his mother not raising him and rearing him up to be an independent man. She made him very dependent. So what that means is he would always need a woman to take care of him. And the issue with that is most of these men do not realize that they are man child and do not realize that their mom has fucked them and mind fucked them and manipulated them, right? So he thinks in his mind that he's actually a man, and he gets in a relationship with what he wants to be, with a high value woman, and this behavior is not acceptable. So it's this constant fight and this constant battle where the woman does not view him as a man, and he thinks he is a man because his mother says so, but she didn't raise one. That's just my take on it. Again, this is your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and thanks for listening. Peace.